This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. To keep on going with this idea of where refugees and migrants go when they get here, the truth is we don't know exactly where they're going to be headed, but we do know one thing. It's not going to be Wyoming. That's the only state without a resettlement program. From Wyoming Public Radio, Caroline Ballard explains.
Now, Wyoming does have residents who are former refugees, people like Bertine Bahij, who came from the Congo. Today, he lives in Gillette, a coal mining town, and he's a high school math teacher.
Coming, I'm coming.
After class, Bahij coaches cross-country, tutors a homebound student, and then, finally, returns to his family. His wife was born here, and now they have two kids. He says these 12-hour days are an effort to give back to the state.
They gave me an opportunity to raise a family. And I work every day as hard as I can as an act of thankfulness. You know, and that can be any other refugee.
Bahij is an advocate for starting a refugee resettlement program in Wyoming. Resettlement programs help screen and sponsor refugees, then provide a stipend, orientation, and English classes for new arrivals. In 2013, Wyoming's Republican Governor Matt Mead looked at starting a refugee resettlement program. That did not go over well with everyone. Here's an opponent, Republican state legislator Scott Clem, also from Gillette.
We're the least populated state in the union. Just a small change in the demographics here could upset the Wyoming economy, the Wyoming culture.
He, along with other Republican legislators and citizen groups, don't like the idea of spending money to bring foreigners to the state's small communities. Wyoming's unemployment rate is lower than the national average, hovering around 4%. But people are still worried about jobs and government spending, especially with the recent downturn in the energy industry. Representative Clem again.
As it is with our decreasing revenues, we have to be careful of what we can do. We have to take care of Wyoming's own first.
Opposition stalled the governor's earlier efforts, but he's looking into resettlement again this year. He's tapped the Wyoming Humanities Council to put on public discussions where people can talk about refugees and a possible resettlement program. Shannon Smith is the council's executive director.
You know, I'm not saying one way or the other because we may all look at it and say we just don't have the capacity, but I think we have the heart.
Bahij, the math teacher from Gillette, first landed in Maryland. He didn't speak English and took a job as a fast food worker. Then he got a scholarship to the University of Wyoming. He points out Wyoming can't stop refugees from moving to the state once they're residents.
Refugees will make it to Wyoming. Either, you know, is first arriver or second arriver, somebody who, like me, was resettled somewhere else and made their way to Wyoming. That will happen.
The first discussion panels about what a resettlement program could look like in Wyoming will start later this fall. In Gillette, Wyoming, I'm Caroline Ballard for Marketplace.